On Tuesday, 11 Lee High School boys are around a table with Nelson and several of her attorneys. Their teacher, Amy Donofrio, says there's a lot of planning before these meetings.
They want officials to feel some of the feelings that they've experienced and that their loved ones have experienced so they can realize the weight of some of the decisions being made.
Some students said making money illegally or robbery could be the only option for teens who need to help their families. And once kids have a record, it can be a cycle. An attorney responded saying students can't justify those actions with excuses. But Donofrio says adults need to own when they've let down young people.
And so I think as long as officials are willing to come to the table and have that discussion and that it's okay for us to push back against each other a little bit, then progress is being made and I have a lot of hope for where that can go.
Nelson and her colleagues say with any juvenile arrested, the office looks into the root causes of the crime, and that affects how they're charged. One of their old classmates who was arrested on an armed robbery charge will be tried as a juvenile, no felony, for example.
It was relieving to hear.
11th grader Tyree King used to have class with him. But he says this class has caused him to resist a lot of peer pressure. He says his friends asked him to help with a home invasion once, but he declined. And he says he's even influenced them to rethink breaking the law.
Me talking to them, it got them out of doing that. And we did something else. We just went to play basketball. So my voice really can change a lot of people.
It's one reason Nelson and her team are asking the students to help with their juvenile diversion programs. She also asked the students to attend a dialogue on race and trust between law enforcement and the community being led by the FBI. Lindsay Kilbride, WJCT News.